The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 12th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of a great patron of the arts in Florence, Cosimo de' Medici, born in Florence, Italy, 1519. The family, of course, the Medici's, a major power in Florence from the 13th through the 17th century. Cosimo built the Uffizi building, which became the home of the family's personal art collection, now one of the great art galleries of the world. He also purchased and expanded the Pitti Palace, which became the home of the Medici's. Today is Russia Day, celebrated in the Russian Federation as the day on which, in 1990, the Russian Parliament declared itself free of the Soviet Union. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Heidi, the most popular work of Swiss literature. Johanna Spyri, born in the village of Herzl, Switzerland, in 1827. Heidi, the story of an orphan girl, goes to live with her grandfather in the Alps, where she sleeps up in the hayloft and plays with goats. A relative from the city brings Heidi to Frankfurt so she can get an education, and she becomes terribly homesick and has to go back to her grandfather. It's the birthday of Anne Frank, born in 1929 in Frankfurt, Germany, and it was on this day in 1942, her birthday, that she received a journal, a diary, red and white plaid, a gift from her father for her 13th birthday, and she started to write in her diary. A few weeks after she started it, her older sister Margot got a notice to report to a Jewish work camp, so the Frank family went into hiding in an annex above the father's business in Amsterdam. They couldn't bring suitcases for fear of drawing attention to themselves, so Anne wore two vests, three pairs of pants, a dress, a skirt, a jacket, a summer coat, two pairs of stockings, a wool hat, and a scarf, though it was in July. Four other people lived in the annex with Anne Frank and her family. They lived there for a couple of years. Friends of the family brought them food and supplies, and she wrote in her journal about being scared and about missing the sunshine and about how mad she got at her mother and about her crush on the teenage boy who lived in the annex with them. Someone tipped off the Nazis in August of 1944, and the Franks went off to concentration camps. Anne Frank died of typhus at Bergen-Belsen camp just a few weeks before it was liberated by the British. Her diary, Anne Frank, the Diary of a Young Girl, came out in the United States in 1952 and has sold more than 25 million copies. Here's a poem for today by Edwin Denby, entitled Song. I don't know anymore what it used to be before I saw you at table sitting across from me. All I can remember is I saw you look at me, and I couldn't breathe, and I hurt so bad I couldn't see. I couldn't see but just your looking eyes, and my ears was buzzing with a thumping noise, and I was scared the way everything went rushing around, like I was all alone, like I was going to drown. There wasn't nothing left except the light of your face. There might have been no people. There might have been no place. Like as if a dream were to be stronger than thought and could walk into the sun and be stronger than aught. Then someone says something, and then you spoke, and I couldn't hardly answer up, but it sounded like a croak. So I just sat still, and nobody knew that since that happened, all of everything is you. A poem, Song, by Edwin Denby from The Complete Poems, published by Random House and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.